Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Genesis, chapter 5. The chapter of Genesis in your Scofield Reference Bible, page 12. And starting with the 21st verse, we will read responsibly through verse 24. Let's stand, please, as is our custom at First Baptist Church, to stand during the reading of God's Word. These four verses we'll read responsively. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And let's pray. Father, thank you for this church, and thank you for its wonderful reputation throughout this world. And thank you for those who've gone from this place and who even now and in various other times throughout the day, depending upon time zones in different parts of the world, there'll be people preaching and teaching my word who once sat in these pews. We're here. We're privileged to be here. We thank thee. Now we pray that you do a work in the hearts of many, whether sit here today, those who will go out in the future. Bless, we pray, our preacher. Tenderly bless the service. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to bring a little takeoff of last Sunday morning's message. You will notice some similarity. I'm going to speak on the subject, the streets of heaven begin on earth. I was driving down Holman Avenue in the city where Mrs. Hiles and I live, in Munster, and I was driving north, and all of a sudden I saw the Hammond City Limits sign, and it dawned on me that the same street, Holman Avenue, is in Munster, that is in Hammond. Then I was starting a journey again through the Bible, as I do 2 or 3 times a year, and I was starting again in the book of Genesis, and I read, "And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and was not, for God took him." And all of a sudden, I thought about that verse as I was thinking about Holman Avenue. And I was thinking that Enoch and God took a walk one day. They lived on the same street. The street just crossed city limits signs, that's all. And Enoch was there on earth. They're walking with God. All of a sudden, they came to heaven, and God said, "Why don't you come on home with me and spend eternity?" And so Enoch did. And I want to talk to you this morning on the subject, the streets of heaven begin on earth. Our Heavenly Father, help me as I speak this morning, and our people as they hear. I pray that you'd help us to do what we can to make our earth a lot like heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. As I said, and as you heard many preachers say, no doubt, Enoch and God took a walk one day, and they talked and they fellowshipped as God's people are supposed to do with their God. And they walked and they walked, and as you heard others say, God perhaps said, "Enoch, I think we're nearer my house than we are yours. Now, why don't you just come on home with me?" The actual truth is, no doubt, the street from Enoch's house and God's house were the same street, and perhaps they lived on the same street. It started on earth and ended in heaven. You see, heaven is not just does not just start at death. As I said last Sunday morning, in other terms, the availability of heaven starts at salvation. You see, you go to heaven when you die. Heaven comes to you while you live. So you have an alternative. Now, when you die, you don't have an alternative. You'll be in heaven. By the way, you won't want one either. But you'll be in heaven. But God sends heaven. That's what Fanny Crosby meant when she wrote, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine." So, I said again, you go to heaven when you die. Heaven comes to you while you live. Let me make a few general statements about that. Heaven is a lot more like it's supposed to be on earth than you'll ever think. And we can make it on earth a lot nearer heaven than you really think. I want to make three statements here. One, heaven should be an extension of earth. If you're what you ought to be, and your church is what it ought to be, and your home is what it ought to be, then when you die and go to heaven, it'll just be somewhat of an extension to what you've had here on earth. Number two, observation, heaven should be a minimal change. Not much change. If you're right with God and live like Christian ought to live, then you have heaven down here on earth sent to you. Paul said in Hebrews, here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. What Paul was saying is this, we're down here on earth. Now here's heaven over here. Paul said, what we want to do is come over here to heaven and bring heaven here a little bit on earth. Statement number three, our activities should not change a great deal when we go to heaven. Let me say this, if you are right with God and fulfilling the purpose that God, for which God has placed you here, your activities won't change a great deal when you die and go to heaven. You see, I will serve him there, I serve him here. Well, I will praise him there, I'll praise him here. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you praised him this week? Have you made a public demonstration, though I'm for that. I'm talking about anywhere this week. Have you just stopped somewhere with somebody or alone and looked up and said, you're a wonderful God and I love you and I pray for your holy name? Well, if you do that, that's exactly what you're going to do for eternity. So I will praise him there. I praise him here. I will live in his word there. Forgive me for saying it. You can ask the woman I live with, which is Ms. Howe, by the way. You can ask her. I live in it here. Listen, I won't have much more time to study the Bible there than I do here. Well, I study it all the time almost while I'm here. So when I get to heaven, I'll study this book. Oh, by the way, ask a question. Of the things that you did this week, can they be continued in heaven? I will fellowship with him there, and I fellowship with him here. The normal Christian life, let me say it again, the normal Christian life should not change much when you get to heaven. The same word, abide, for example, in John 15:4, Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. That same word, abide, and the word in John 14:3, in my Father's house are many mansions, the same word for mansions in John 14:3, it's the same root word for the word abide in John 15:4. What is God saying? God is saying that he has sent us enough of heaven down here to where if we abide in him, it's an awful lot like heaven. I'm trying to say today, people say, oh, I don't believe in hell. It's right here on earth. I'm sorry, but you and I got a hold of the different doses of something, brother. The honest, simple truth is that if we abide in Christ, it is a foretaste of the mansion that we will have someday in heaven. So, we're saying, when we all get to heaven, well, I tell you what, I'm sort of there right now. And what I do now should be continued when I get to heaven. In what we call the Lord's Prayer. It is not the Lord's Prayer because the Lord did not pray this prayer. It's our model prayer. But it says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I'm saying again, if you're what you ought to be, doing what you ought to do, going where you ought to go, singing what you ought to sing, talking like you ought to talk, living like you ought to live, then actually there won't be a great deal of change when you get to heaven. Oh, we don't have golden streets down here. As you can drive down Holman Avenue, Calumet, you'll find that out. But I'll tell you what we do have. I have Christ down here. I have eternal life down here, as I said last Sunday morning. Paul reminds us, as I said a while ago in Hebrews, here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come to us. What's he saying? He's saying, before I get there, I want some to come down here. And then Fanny Crosby, as I said a while ago, wrote, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. John Peterson put it well when he said, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Much like going, as I said a while ago, from one city to another on the same street. Now, let me take you to heaven for a few minutes. It's here. Right here in this room. Would you like to know what heaven's going to be like? We're going to sing. All of, I'll be able to sing. I started to say I'll be able to sing like she could a while ago, but I'm not sure I can do that. But we're going to, that great is thy faithfulness. Well, I expect we'll sing that a lot in heaven. Except Jesus will be right there in the midst of us, and we'll just, all of us join together, and I'll carry the solo part. Great is thy faithfulness. And not much improvement then. But I'm trying to say, did you know a church is supposed to, we're supposed to say to this old sin-cursed world, hey, come on in here. We're marching to Zion. Let us show you a little bit about what it's going to be like while we're down here. And let me say this right now. If you don't like it here this morning, you won't like it very much in heaven, I'll tell you for sure. I'm saying, what we did the solo a while ago. And this church is one of heaven's streets. We sing hymns here, we'll sing hymns there. We serve him here, we'll serve him there. We laugh here, and we will laugh there. We praise God here, and we'll praise God there. We read his word here, we'll read his word there. It's a pitiful shame that every single child of God has heaven at his disposal on earth and lives a life like hell. And I'm not cussing either. But lives a life like the other place. Let me tell you something, brother. The joy of heaven is right in here right now. The words of heaven I hold in my hand right now. The peace of heaven is in my soul right now. Blessed assurance. Hey, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. It's time the people of God decided to make appropriate the heaven that God has sent down here. You may choose heaven's songs, or you may choose the devil's songs. Up to you. You may choose heaven's attitude, or you may choose the devil's attitude. It's up to you. But I'm saying, though we are not in heaven yet, heaven has been sent down here as a preview, if you please, as a foretaste of what heaven's going to be like. And the tragedy is, most of us have never taken advantage of the heaven that is right here, right now. You heard me tell about the little blind boy sitting over here on the front row. Little boy, 6 years old. Blind, a blessed kid. And he reached over and asked the lady beside him, said, is this heaven? Is this heaven? And she said, no, son, this is First Baptist Church. Why did you think it was heaven? He said, because the bus worker told me that, hey, I could go to heaven if I wanted to, and everybody's happy up there, and they sing up there, and there's so much happiness up there. I just thought this was heaven. That kid's right. That's what it is. You folks can't wait till get out. I hate to say this. You can't get out up there. You sitting here waiting till I get through, brother. You wait till you hear me preaching glory. I'm trying to tell you, it's time you decided on earth to reach out and say, I'm going to appropriate the heaven that God has given me on earth. It's an old story. This building was half here, wall right here. Those doors back there were not covered. You could see out into the hallway. Brother Charlie Hand was on our staff then. He looked over at me one Sunday morning, tapped me on the knee and said, preacher, there's a man back there. I think it was Sunday morning. No, Sunday night. He said, there's a man back there has his nose up against the door. I said, go back and see him. So the hand goes back and says to the fella, won't you come in? And the street person said, am I welcome in there? You better know you're welcome in here. You better know you're welcome in here. And the brother hand said, sure, come on in. And I remember that night, that man came in, walked out. He got saved that night. I went over to the office, and for some reason I had to come back over here to the auditorium. He was sitting over here, and everybody was gone. It was time to turn the lights out. Everybody was gone. I said, sir, you're going to have to leave. And he said, don't make me leave. Don't make me leave. He said, it's hell out there.
And by the way, go ahead and follow your Oprahs and your talk shows and your rock music and your Rolling Stones. Go ahead and follow it, but you're going to find out one of these days when it's all over, it's going to be like hell when you could have had heaven right here on earth.
He said, don't make me leave. He said, it's hell out there. He said, it's heaven in here. And ladies and gentlemen, the sweet, wonderful fellowship we have here, the happy spirit we have here, the laughter we enjoy here, it's just what is going to be there. This is, did you know Sidney Street goes all the way to heaven? I wish God had put a few of heaven's decorations down here in Hammond. May I take you to heaven for a few moments? Come with me to this auditorium yesterday afternoon, 2:00. And you see a young man standing up here that grew up in our church. Member of one of our dear families, the Jorgensen family. It's a wonderful family other than the fact that they left the will of God several years ago. You see that Dr. Jorgensen and his wife Marilyn sitting down here. And you look over here and you see Adrian and Randy Erickson sitting over here, two of our finest people. And I remember all those years of suffering that Randy went through with his dear wife who passed away. And I remember the heartaches that Adrian had to go through, but now here's a lovely daughter here. Been ours all of her life, except for a few months when they were gone, just for a year or so. And we're all so happy. And a little humor. And a few attempts at humor that failed. And some tears. I had to be careful and think about something else for a while, or I'd have broken down during the ceremony. And there was a wonderful, sweet peace. Listen, you know what this old world's looking for? We found right here. What they're looking for last night in the nightclubs and the honky-tonks and the taverns and the country clubs and the musicals and the rock concerts. Bless God, we have found it. Here, what is it? I'm trying to tell you, I'm not only going to heaven, I live there now. So when Enoch lived over here, and God lived over here, they lived on the same street. They had just a city limit sign in between them. Please forgive me for being a bit personal, but let me take you to heaven for a few moments. I said, this is it. I said, yesterday afternoon was it. Let me take you to heaven again, please. And I'm going to be very, very personal now. Let me take you out Calumet Street. You get to Munster. And when you get to Ridge Road, I want you to turn left. I want you to come to 910 Ridge Road. I want you to turn up into the drive there, and I want you to come up. Don't you dare come and see us this afternoon. I want you to come to the condominium where we live, the condominium number 204. Come inside, and please don't think I'm boasting. I'm not, but you'll find a bit of heaven there. I promise you, in that condominium, it's on one of heaven's streets. It won't be much of a change for me. I live with a little angel right now. She's always up in the air harping about something. But there won't be much change then. Please forgive me for saying it, but the conversation we have in heaven will be an awful lot like conversation we have in our little condominium. Forgive me for saying it, but the atmosphere we'll have in heaven will be an awful lot like our atmosphere in our little condominium. Forgive me for saying it, but the music that we have in our condominium is the music they'll have in heaven. And the love in our condominium is akin to the love they have in heaven. And the kindness and the laughter of the night we were in bed. This house said, I hope Dick doesn't bother me by calling me. I said, Dick? Who in the world is Dick? She said, well, I'm afraid Dick's going to call me and ask me for advice. And I said, Dick who? She said, Dick Cheney. The guy that's running for vice president. I said, don't think he'll be interested in finding out how to make stuffed peppers. I will tell you something. You have heaven available in your home. But you're not appropriating it. You're too busy listening to the devil's music instead of heaven's music. Reading the devil's literature instead of God's eternal word.
having the devils arguing instead of God's peace, having the devils hatred instead of God's love. And ladies and gentlemen, America is not going to be salvaged till the homes of our nation get salvaged and the marriages of our nation get straightened up. I'm trying to say, if you want to see what heaven is like, it's like this is right here. It's like the wedding we had yesterday. It's like our little nest that we have in our condominium. I'm simply trying to tell you,
some of you are living on the wrong street. That's what Amos meant when he said, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel.
He wasn't saying, get saved so you can meet God, you can go to heaven. He said, O Israel, they were God's people. He was saying, Israel, get ready to meet God. He wasn't saying, get ready so you can get to heaven, but get ready so you can enjoy heaven.
I love this story. You've heard it, most of you. Years ago, I was preaching in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was below zero. I preached there all one night. The next night, I preached in Phoenix, Arizona. It was 104 in Phoenix. I get on the plane in Minneapolis to fly to Phoenix. I'm in a black overcoat, black hat, black suit, black tie, black shoes. I was all ready except for the casket. And I get on the airplane in Minneapolis and I even had a scarf around my neck and a hat and a big, heavy black overcoat. I stepped off the plane in Phoenix. Everybody had on shorts, and summer clothes, and sports shirts, and there I was stepping down. Didn't have the little hallways that led you from the plane to the concourse then. I stepped down. There was a great crowd of folks about on the steps seeing this old man getting off with his black overcoat in Phoenix, Arizona, 104 degrees. That isn't all. I didn't close my suitcase right. I was running down there. I was a little bit late. I was running down the concourse. My suitcase came on a little bit open. I got to the gate where I was supposed to be, and the fellow said, sir, you can't get on the plane like that. I had strewn behind me shorts, T-shirts, pajamas, socks, everything. Now, hold it. I had a ticket to Phoenix. I was in Phoenix. I was there, but I'll tell you what, I wasn't prepared to be there. Now, you listen to me. You folks that haven't read over one chapter of this book since last Sunday morning are not prepared to meet God. I'm trying to say that God has sent enough heaven down here, and I'm sorry, we're too wrapped up with the Michael Jordans and the White Sox and the Cubs, and I'm not against that, but we're too wrapped up in it. It's time we wrapped ourselves up in things that are above. You must live in heaven streets when you die. You may live on heaven streets while you live. Your enjoyment there depends on your choice now. Again, rather old story. Years ago, Dr. John Rice and I preached together in Jamaica. And he went down a few days early, preached on Sunday, and I came down on Monday afternoon. I got in Jamaica and went through customs. There was a archway between a room here and a room here, and here was a room here where you had to get your baggage checked, and they checked your ID and so forth. And once you passed, you went to the room over there where you were free to go where you wanted to go. I walked up to customs, and the fellow said, what is your name? I said, Jack Hiles. He said, where are you from? I said, Munster, Indiana. He said, why are you here in Jamaica? I said, to preach. He said, what is the name of the church? Those hard questions always throw me. And I said, I don't know. He said, mister, there's something fishy about this. You mean to tell me that you're down here to preach and don't know where? I said, I mean to tell you I'm down to preach and I don't know where. He said, what's the pastor's name? I said, I've got the foggiest idea what his name is. He said, you're a fake. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm down here preaching. He said, we're going to take you in. All of a sudden, looked across over there. And there was John Rice. And I was so glad to see a man in my life. He was over there on the free side. I was over here in the customs side. And I said, hey, that man right there, he'll vouch for me. He said, mister? He said, come here. Dr. Rice, yes. Yeah, I follow him. He said, this fellow here, I think he's a fake. He says he's supposed to preach here. He said, doesn't know where he's going to preach the preacher's name. He said, do you know him? And Dr. Rice said, I never saw that man in my life. Now, I had my ticket to Jamaica. I mean, I was there at the customs in Jamaica. But I wasn't prepared for Jamaica. I walked to the hotel. The people met me. Oh, they were so glad to see me. The people owned the hotel, a big hotel. Dr. Hiles, we've heard so much about you. We're so honored to have you in our hotel. Oh, my, to think that of all the hotels in Jamaica, you would choose ours. And here came a cute little girl up over here, about five years old. 5 or 18, I've forgotten, but somewhere. About a cute little five-year-old girl, about five. And I said, why, hello, what's your name? And she told me. And I said, you're a sweetheart, that's what you are. They quit speaking. I was there a whole week. They never said a word to me the rest of the week. Wouldn't speak to me. They'd welcome me like I was a celebrity, which I am, but they'd welcome me. Now, for the whole week, they're rude. Going back to the airport, I said, Pastor, what happened to those people? He said, Dr. Hiles, he said, the word sweetheart in Jamaica means prostitute. And you'd said to their five-year-old daughter, you're a cute little prostitute. By the way, my language in Jamaica was about as foreign to Jamaica as some of your language on earth is to heaven. I had my ticket. I was going to Jamaica. I was on my way to Jamaica. I arrived in Jamaica, but I was not prepared for Jamaica. Now listen carefully to me. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to... Oh, that's why I don't like the song. You know what I'm going to sing right now. I don't like it. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. It's a miserable mess down here, but we're going to get to heaven someday. My trials will seem so... I don't like that song. I don't like that song. Bless God, it implies that we're miserable down here. We don't have to be. We have heaven's book. We have the Holy Spirit. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory. Heaven has come down to earth. I live on the same street now. I'm going to live on 25 years from now. Because all of heaven's streets start on earth. And let me see if I can put it in poetry a little better. We really are not far away from heaven's bright eternal day. It's just a few miles down the road that God will lift my heavy load. The place is not so far from here. And I can sometimes seem to hear the shouts of joy and song and praise that we shall know for endless days. I studied some, the guidebook of the Father's house he's built above, and found that since my mansion's near, he sent some things ahead down here. Perhaps he wants to give a taste to make us come to him in haste. Less days and years are spent in waste in things unholy and unchaste. Today, I'm in the best of you. Tomorrow, in the house, I'll rule. There's so much here that talks to me of things I'll know eternally. Yes, even now, I often dine on heaven's bread and heaven's wine. And though I look through glasses dim, I often get a glimpse of him. And though I'm not on heaven's goal, methinks that here I oft behold some heavenly things that have their birth right here upon this present earth. I now enjoy the morning fare of endless days that I'll know there. Today, the choice hors d'oeuvres I eat of a full course meal at Jesus' feet. Now, heaven slumbers in my breast as the oak within the acorn rests. No better robe is offered there than the spotless one which I now wear, which soon shall Jesus take away from out its closet made with clay. Down here, I smell a sweet perfume of a bud that's there in full bloom, full and bloom. In heaven, the streets all have their birth and little paths right here on earth. The Christian life I now caress is that same life that I'll possess. And though I now, in Katie's stay, I eat of Eskel's grapes today, sometimes I cannot tell a bit if I'm in the flesh or out of it. Bless God, the life I now own is just the same that's at his throne. Up here they eat the Savior's feed as he supplies their every need. And yet my Savior feeds me too, supplies my needs my whole life through. They serve him there and do it right. Yet I serve too by day and at night. They walk with God, yet so do I.
He wipes their tears, but he dries my eye. He cares for them, yet watches me. They praise him there, yet so do we. For we, like they, know his rebirth. Heaven must begin right here on earth. Though I've not spanned the sea before, I now can bathe right near the shore. Praise God, heaven so much like it here. It takes away my traveling fear. Ladies and gentlemen, on Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I'm bound for the promised land. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the natchez bright and blessed, he's prepared for us a place. There's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith I can see it afar. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for heaven. I'm going there. But on the way there, bless God, I brought some heaven down here. I'm going to live with the heaven I now enjoy so I can fully enjoy it when I sit at Jesus' feet.
Now, you won't know either one unless you're a child of God. You won't know either one. You won't go to heaven unless you're a child of God, and you won't have heaven on earth unless you're a child of God. And don't you tell me that you're finding peace in the world. And don't you tell me that you're finding peace in your stinking rock music. And don't you tell me you're finding peace in the Hollywood movies. Bless God, there is no peace, saith my God, the wicked. But that same peace that I will have, I can now have. That same joy I will have, I can now have. That same salvation I will have, I can now have. That same Jesus I will have, I now have. That's an assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. This morning, if you've never trusted him, both of these heavens are available. The heaven to which you shall go, and the heaven that God has sent to us as an alternative lifestyle on our way to the heavenly city. Right where you are, you can become a child of God, prepare yourself for the heaven someday, and the heaven today. All you have to do is admit that you're a sinner, admit that you're unsaved, lost on your way to hell, admit that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to earth, virgin born, sinless life, vicarious death, bodily resurrection, ascended back to heaven, and is now at the presence of God offering salvation to you. And this morning you say, I'm not going to trust myself to go to heaven. I'm not trusting my good works. I'm not trusting my church. I'm not trusting my pope. I'm not trusting my priest. I'm not trusting my confession. I'm not trusting my confirmation. I'm trusting him. And the moment you trust him, then he prepares for you a home in heaven there and sends you a little foretaste down here on earth. This morning you can walk out those doors ready for heaven and heaven ready for you. The heaven to which you shall go someday, and the heaven that shall come to you temporarily while you await the fullness of joy. Would you bow your heads, please? No one is leaving. No one is moving. Have you prepared to go there? I didn't say to be there. Go there. I wonder this morning if you've never taken time between the time you're born and today.